Third down and 5. Line to gains the 21. Looking to throw. Pressure. Hit as he throws. Incomplete. Boy, he had a man breaking out into the open, but the ball had to be thrown. Intended receiver was Tyreek Russell. Right. Russell couldn't run to that one. It's a high floater. Rowell will field at the 47. Makes the first man miss. The second man miss. Bounce to the outside. 45. Running over tacklers to the 37-yard line. They have great field position after they started the last drive at their own 10. They're at the 38-yard line of Guilford. No score. 5:47 to play. Going to hand the ball up to Brown. Brown, 35, 32-yard line. Bring a wing in motion. That's Derek Jones. He resets right side. They'll hand it to Brown running right side. Cuts back into the middle. 45-40, 35-30, 25-20, 15-10. And he's out of bounds at the 7-yard line. Shotgun, two receivers right. Miller looking back. Right. Yeah. Fires. He's got a man wide open, caught, stumbling to the 50, and it'll be finally taken out of bounds as Ryan Woods will catch up. But, wow, big play, and it could have been even bigger, but the ball was just a little bit underthrown.
Yeah, it could have been a lot worse. I tell you, it was interesting that, Ryan Woods playing corner from the far side for Davidson sort of let him go like he thought he had safety help over the top that was much more, active, much closer than it was, and it was not to the wide side of the field.
Trips left, one receiver right, going to hand the ball off now to the running back, and nothing doing. Wildcats have four men there. Thomas Sykes is there. Also, Bryce Perry Martin, and also in on that play for the Wildcats, Tony Collins, the linebacker.
Guilford wants to establish that inside zone to Bell to set up some jet sweeps and things like that later in the game. So they're going to keep hitting that even if it's a no-gainer. It can be a lost leader for them, but pay off later.
Ball's on the far hash mark. Guilford, white uniforms, moving from right to left as we look at the action. Miller throws incomplete. It's going to bring up third down and 10.
Yeah, and don't expect to see Guilford do anything differently here unless they bring in that tight end we talked about. This is their zone read passing offense. It'll be, short hitting passes. Be tough to complete against press corners.
Third and 10 at the Davidson 46.5-yard line. Miller back to throw. Got pressure. Drops it off short, and it's knocked away. Tony Collins on the coverage as he knocked the ball away from De'Eric Bell. Boy, but they just closed in on the quarterback, and yeah, it's good to see that pass rush.
Yeah, and I think Miller may have had something with the number two receiver to his left who ran a skinny post and was open briefly, but he didn't see him and looked to dump it to the back who had wiggled out across the middle.
Ben Rowell retreats to the 10-yard line. Punter is Chase Mitchell standing at the Guilford 40. No score. 10.5 minutes to play first quarter. Got a good snap. Cats peel back. It's a wobbly kick. It's going to hit short and going to roll inside the 10. Now to roll back up the field, and the Quakers will down the ball around the 10-11-yard line. Pretty good kick.
Yeah, it was a great kick, and I mean, you got that sideways bounce. I mean, I think Davidson did what they could with that, at least faking the catch was going to be made and coming up. I mean, we tell these guys all the time, put your heels on the 10 and don't take a step backwards. And, sometimes the ball just bounces the opponent's way, and it did not in that occasion.
I think Rowell didn't have a good opportunity to get to the football, though. There's a lot of white jerseys between he and where the ball was coming down.
Yep.
It's going to be squarely at the 10-yard line. So the Wildcats, and I believe are having a break. So let's take a break here. No score. 10:20 left in the first quarter. You're listening to Davidson Wildcat football from Learfield. Wildcat's second possession begins at the 10-yard line. Derek Jones sets in the backfield. They can hand the ball off to Duggar. Duggar looking for a crease. None there. A lot of white jerseys standing them up. No gain to the 10-yard line.
Yep, you had Phelps back there in the pistol, our freshman lefty quarterback out of Pensacola Beach, Florida. 6'2", 209. It's a pretty good-sized freshman quarterback, and he's got a strong arm. Again, try to establish the run before the play-action pass is going to work.
Second down and 10 from Davidson's own 10-yard line. They'll work from the shotgun. Khalil Shaw looks like he's in the backfield now. Back to throw. Short drop. Gives it to Wicks. Wicks to the 20. To the 25. Has a first down out to the 30-yard line. Just a little quick out to William Wicks, and Wicks lets his speed do the rest.
Yeah, and as you said, Jarrett Scott, the back, he set up to block, and then he wiggled out into the route. So I think he was the safety valve on that play, and he would have probably still be running, but didn't need him.
Now, what do they call it when the receivers are this close together?
Stack.
It's two stacked receivers, and they're going to throw the stack way and catch is made by Pat Tabor, and he's dropped immediately at the 34-yard line. Pickup of four.
Yeah, and the stat, what that stack ace look does is it against the man-to-man defense, those two defensive backs, the corner and the safety or the walkout linebacker, they have to communicate a lot to figure out who's taking the inside route, who's taking the outside route, are we sticking with our man, are we talking it through? It's just like talking through a pick in basketball.
Two receivers go left. That's Jarris Scott and Pat Tabor. William Wicks near side right. Helps to throw. Scott Wicks, 40, trying to make a man miss. He'll twist his way to the 44 and should have the first down.
Yep, first down at the 44. Excuse me.
William Wicks having a good game to get started here today. The sophomore from Fayetteville, North Carolina, Terry Sanford High School.
Austin Wells reports in at tailback for the Wildcats. Still in the pistol is quarterback Tyler Phelps.
Wells had a few carries last week after missing the opening game. They'll hand it off now, run to reverse with Phelps' lead blocker. Here comes Wicks. Wicks to the 50, to the 45, and he's going to be taken out of bounds at the 45-yard line.
A little razzle-dazzle.
This razzle-dazzle
from the Cats, yeah. And I like seeing that quarterback, that young quarterback, out leading the way for the back who's taking the ball on the reverse. I thought that was great.
We got two receivers right side as Moore and Tabor split that direction.
Yep, and Duggar reports back in.
Oh, ball's loose, and Phelps will fall on it. And then a little late shove there at the end is one of the Wildcats. I guess Duggar just got knocked to the ground.
Yeah, you know, it appeared that Duggar may have taken his eyes off the center and was maybe still making a check, and the ball came to him. It was a little bit off to his right. It wasn't a perfect snap, but it appears to have caught him by surprise.
That's a big loss all the way back across the 50 to the Davidson 46. The line to gain for the first down is the 35 of Guilford. Looking to throw, fires quick, incomplete. Tried to hit Jarris Scott. He had to get rid of it quick, and the throw was coming out low.
Yeah, it was a good-looking seam route. Had the ball been higher, I think the catch would have been made and would have been close to first down yardage, but it's just hard to get rid of it fast enough when Guilford is bringing anyone who's not in coverage. Anyone who's not covering someone when they're in a man-to-man package is coming. There's no deep safety, no single safety, no single high safety, no double safeties. This is a defense predicated on pressure and chaos.
Cats are trying to go quick with his throws, too. And it's worked a couple of times, particularly hitting Wicks. Phelps back to throw. Got pressure coming. He's going to fire. Incomplete. Just through the fingertips. It was a little low. And Isaiah Anthony out there and just could not come up with it.
Mark, I mean, making hay here with the corners and the safeties playing man-to-man and being 9 yards off. I mean, that case, Davidson was in an ace formation with two receivers to either side. So you had four guys occupied. Well, when that inside receiver in ace set up to block from the wing position, even his safety came from 15 yards deep.
Bell standing back at the 10-yard line, waiting Matthews' punt. It's a wobbly kick. It's going to hit short. Bell's going to get out of the way of it. It's going to go to the 10-yard line, and William Wicks will grab it at the 11 as it takes a bounce the wrong direction. And another kick inside the 20 for Michael Matthews.
Yep, avoid the big play right now, Davidson. They weren't able to do it on the first defensive series. We gave up a big pass. Avoid the big play here, and we can start to shift the field position for the entire first half.
Did get a couple of first downs out of that last drive that did shift it back in this direction.
Yep. No big plays here. Again, having the defense at the point of attack and able to make the play is going to be important, and no big plays. It sounds simple, but, you know, you can have a nip-and-tuck game that gets out of hand just on big plays alone.
Miller's the quarterback.
They're in a stack ace look.
They got stacks on both sides.
Yep.
They'll hand it off to the running back to the line of scrimmage. No further. Clay Robinson gets up off the bottom of the pile. Yeah, Robinson's been very active so far.
Oh, yeah. And that stack ace look from Guilford, I mean, they pull basically four defenders out of the box, and they figure that they're going to outnumber you inside. It's not a bad look if you're playing against man-to-man.
Cats with four down linemen. They're going to bring a linebacker. Miller steps up, avoids the rush. He's to the 15 and going to be run down from behind. Boo Jordan and Ben Hart finally get him out near the 20s. They mark him down at the 19.
Yeah, that Carson Miller, like we said, the junior college transfer, he grew up in Thomasville, North Carolina, went to North Davidson High School.
Flag on the play over on the sideline.
And Miller's one of those guys who went to Northwest Mississippi Community College, one of those community colleges that fields a potent football program.
Offside against the Wildcats.
Man.
So they'll take the penalty. That'll bring it out to the 16. It's shorter than It's shorter than the gain, however, getting some the down back.
Yeah, I mean, so now they're second and five. It's, and they have every option in their playbook at second and five.
Trips right, one receiver left. Miller in the shotgun. Gives it off to Bell. Bell sheds one tackle, but then he's run into the arms of Tony Collins and help from Thomas Sykes.
It's nice to see this. Looking at Guilford's first two films, this is as wrangled as Bell has been on that inside zone. So if Davidson can continue to not give up big yards on an inside zone, Guilford's going to have to find something else to do.
Bell's lined up at the right side of Miller. Trips right, one receiver left. Third down and five. Line to gains the 21. Looking to throw. Pressure. Hit as he throws. Incomplete. Boy, he had a man breaking out into the open, but the ball had to be thrown. Intended receiver was Tyreek Russell. Right. Russell couldn't run to that
and
one.
And Davidson had a crowd at the line of scrimmage. The guys who weren't in coverage looked a little like Guilford, actually. They had, to the wide side of the field, they had three players bringing pressure outside the right end of the Guilford offense. And the pressure got to the quarterback. He couldn't set his feet. Incomplete pass. Time to punt. Let's flip that field.
Ten men on the line of scrimmage for the Wildcats now as Chase Mitchell stands at the one-yard line awaiting the snap. Got a good snap. Cats peel back into return. It's a high floater. Rowell will field at the 47. Makes the first man miss. The second man miss. Bounce to the outside. 45 running over tacklers to the 37-yard line. They're going to mark it at the 38. And Ben Rowell
made the first man miss, made the second man miss, and the third guy he took for a 12-yard ride.
Yeah, just kind of dragged, had him around his legs, just kind of a nuisance, looks like.
Yep, it was awesome.
Finally got him to the ground.
Great field position here for the Cats on the plus 38. Left half plus 38. We'll see what Davidson can produce with good field position.
Hey, Wildcat fans, find qualified candidates quickly and easily with ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire, and for a free trial, go to ZipRecruiter.com/Davidson. Well, the Wildcats have great field position. After they started the last drive at their own 10, they're at the 38-yard line of Guilford. No score, 5:47 to play. Going to hand the ball up to Brown. Brown, 35, 32-yard line.
He is rodeo slung down after a 6- or 7-yard gain.
And he's already
flag on the play.
Trotting back to the huddle.
Flag appears to have been appears to be a penalty on Davidson.
Cats are moving backwards. We'll see what the official has to say about this
holding.
One. Well, that one hurts. Wipes out a good solid gain and radically changed the field position. The 10-yard off back to the 48.
Yeah, and you love having second and third because it gives you a chance to do – second and three, excuse me. It gives you a chance to do everything in your arsenal. You can even take a shot down the field. So here they are now, first and 22.
Play fake, fires, incomplete. Got tipped at the line of scrimmage, looked like, and then one of the defenders was over there near Wicks, and Wicks just kind of slings him away.
Well, I think the defender thought he'd made the catch, and the defender wrapped him up, and Wicks was none too happy with that. Not only did he miss the catch, but he was about to get tackled for nothing.
Second down now at 20 at the 48-yard line.
Keelan Brown remains in the backfield since that run on first down.
Bring a wing in motion. That's Derek Jones. He resets right side. They'll hand it to Brown running right side. Cuts back into the middle. 45-40, 35-30, 25-20, 15-10. And he's out of bounds at the 7-yard line.
That is a great cutback. He took that ball, very patiently waited to see how the blocking would materialize on the right side of the Davidson line. A hole opened up, and he was able to plant that right foot, cut back to his left, and make it all the way to the 6-yard line on the far sideline. Great run from Keelan Brown.
I thought for a minute he was going to take that one to house, but he's got the Wildcats in great field position now.
Yep, great effort.
First and goal at the 6. They'll load the pistol.
And Brown stays in. He's got the hot hand at the moment.
Phelps turns, gives it to Brown. Brown's got good running room and walks into to the 1-yard line. Just got knocked down at the last second. I thought he was going to walk in, and somebody rudely greeted him.
Yes, that was not a soft Quaker, you know, Fellowship of Friends kind of tackle. That was an angry Quaker.
That was a 5-yard pickup, second down and goal. I thought he was going in, and all of a sudden, boom.
Boom. He stopped like he ran into a wall. I don't know what number that wall was, but I'd find it and block him next time.
Good blocking on that play, though. They had some creases. Awesome. Low snap. Phelps will pick it up and run the end zone. Touchdown. Boy, that's a fortuitous bounce and a smart play. Just pick it up and get what you can.
A really smart play for the young quarterback. Forget whatever was called and make what you can. You're on the 1. So at worst, if he held on to the ball, they were going to lose 3 or 4 yards and he'd still be on the 5. Great play by him just to pick it up and get what he could. And what he could, he got a touchdown.
Wildcats on the board, and they've got one man short on the kick team, and they're going to send man coming on the offensive line here late. He's still got time to get it off. Trevor Smith out of the hold of Braden Sims. And in the neutral zone, he gets back. Kick is up, and the kick is good. 4:25 left in the first quarter. The Wildcats are on the board first. A one-yard run for Tyler Phelps after a big run from Keelan Brown. Davidson 7, Guilford nothing. We'll take this local break. You're listening to Davidson Wildcat Football from Learfield.